Last night, Louisiana's special legislative session ended at midnight, and lawmakers fell short of meeting Governor John Bel Edwards' $600 million budget goal by more than $300 million. So with the fiscal year ending June 30th, that means that state programs for education, like the Taylor Opportunities Program, a college tuition program known simply as TOPS, won't be fully funded for the coming year. For college-bound students who were counting on this tuition, the cuts may affect their enrolling in a state college or university.
There's a great level of uncertainty that students are showing, both in relationship to LSUS and to, quite frankly, the public universities overall in the state of Louisiana.
Lawrence Clark is chancellor of Louisiana State University in Shreveport. He's concerned about what further cuts to academic programs and TOPS tuition reduction will do to enrollment.
The enrollment at LSUS is about the same as a year ago. We're trending a little bit higher at the graduate level than the undergraduate level at the moment. I believe that's probably because of the continued great uncertainty as to what's going to happen this coming academic year in regards to the combination of TOPS funding and also what tuition and fee costs may be for students.
While overall enrollment at LSUS is almost the same as last year, about 2,700 students, when you look at the number of undergraduates enrolled compared to last year's number, enrollment is down 8%. And with TOPS students expecting only 70% of their tuition to be covered, it puts a greater burden on the students and the university as well.
The state for the fiscal year in which we are in only provided the universities 80 cents on the dollar that we were expecting for TOPS reimbursement for students. In other words, we have given students the ability, if they had a $1,000 bill for tuition that was covered by TOPS, we gave them the whole $1,000. We've been reimbursed at the level of $800, not $1,000. So we have taken a cut, although the administration, the governor, doesn't call it a budget cut, but it's the same impact.
Since the state budget falls short, the TOPS college program will be cut 30%, but students would get 100% of the award this fall. However, unless more money is raised through new taxes or oil and gas revenue, TOPS tuition could fall as much as 40% in the future. Such uncertainty will likely affect enrollment and retention of the more than 50,000 TOPS students statewide. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.